and doesn't show him in her yet.
Is he texting you, Bill? So it was this number and this meeting ID.
Mm-hmm. Well, not that one. It's on the public hearing agenda. So it's not the regular agenda.
Do we have a public hearing agenda? Did I have one in my packet?
Well, I don't know if you had it in your packet.
Not the public hearing agenda.
When he called and asked me for a number, I gave him this number.
That must be why nobody's on there, because he's trying the other number.
Mm-hmm.
No, I had, for the public hearing, I had her put a different, or, you know, the Zoom meeting, so I guess she gave me a different number, but it's on my agendas that I posted in this.
I just had this one when he texted me, and so
yeah,
that's the only number I had, so that's what I gave him.
Yeah, well, next time we could just make it the same one and,
yeah,
and just have it go into another one.
So I'm going to wait a few minutes before I call the meeting to order to see if Chase gets through.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a recording if you want to set it to the center. Or 5117 to join the meeting. Is that Chase's number?
5117?
Yeah.
Yes, that's Chase.
Okay, he is in the meeting.
Chase, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we're going to get started.
Hi, Chase. We'll get the meeting started then. So we'll make it,
oh, perfect. Thank you.
Yes, going to call this public hearing to order at 6:36 on March 14th. I don't think we need to do the flag salute for this if we're going to do it for the other. So at our last council meeting, there was discussion about whether we needed to have a minimum bid to post the ad for the lot in the paper. And we contacted the lawyer. And this is the letter that he wrote to us. And I'm just going to read it to you. Thank you for your email dated February 15th, 2023, regarding questions concerning a landlocked lot. To begin, the sale of real property is fundamentally different than an award for services or goods. Sale of real property is governed by ORS 221.725. Pursuant to the statute, the City Council must first determine that it is necessary or convenient to sell the real property. Then it must publish a notice of the proposed sale in a newspaper of general circulation and hold a public hearing concerning the sale prior to the sale. The notice required must be published at least once during the week prior to the public hearing. The notice must state the time and place of the public hearing, a description of the property or interest to be sold, the proposed uses for the property, and the reason why the City Council considers it necessary or convenient to sell the property. The public hearing may not be held earlier than 5 days from the date of the notice. Nothing prevents the City Council from holding the hearing at any regular or special meeting of the Council as part of its regular agenda. The nature of the proposed sale and the general terms thereof, including an appraisal or other evidence of the market value of the property, must be fully disclosed by the City Council at the public hearing. Any resident of the city must be given an opportunity to present written or oral testimony at the hearing. After the hearing, the City Council can elect to sell the property for a specific amount. It could also engage with a realtor to sell the property on its behalf. Unless the city has a realtor of record, the selection of the realtor would need to go through a competitive process. Regarding council members possibly purchasing the property, the public hearing process should be able to eliminate conflict of interest issues. As mentioned above, the hearing must include evidence of the market value, either through an actual appraisal or through the opinion of a licensed real estate agent. If the purchase price is set at the fair market value, then any person may purchase a property after the public hearing. For instance, if you wish to continue the bid process, the minimum bid would be the fair market value. Notwithstanding this allowance, any vote to approve the purchase would be subject to traditional conflict of interest rules. Accordingly, if a council member was also the proposed purchaser of the property, then that property would need to be declared the conflict and not participate in the discussion or vote for the purchase agreement. If you have any questions or comments or concerns, please feel free to contact me, Jared Reed, attorney at law. So he said a lot there without really saying a lot.
Yeah, it gave me almost as many questions as it did answers to the questions that we had.
Right. So. And since we don't have a quorum yet, I don't know that we can even discuss it.
Well, here's Cindy.
Okay, there's one more.
And now we have a quorum.
Sorry, we have, okay. I put the wrong date on my calendar. I thought it was the 16th.
So my thoughts are this. We originally asked $8,000 because we were comparing the sale of that land to the lots in Fossil Heights, and no bids were forthcoming. Because the property is not comparable to those lots for reasons including it's landlocked, it's in a floodplain, it contains hazardous materials, I think we need to either lower the price, lower the minimum bid, or place the ad without a minimum bid. Right now the property is a liability to the city because of hazardous materials on it. It's also a fire danger. And we're not upholding our own ordinance policies by having a nuisance property in the city limits. So the council can discuss what you think, and we'll do that by each person can take a turn speaking about their thoughts, and we'll just do that one at a time, and we'll just kind of go down the line and hear what people have to say, and then we'll open it up for the public discussion. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Anyone want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Personally, I do think the sale of the property is a good idea, just in terms of getting a little bit of revenue for the city. If somebody wants to purchase the property and then continue to pay property taxes on this until the time of their sale, I have nothing against that. And with everything that you just mentioned, with it being a fire hazard, somebody going in there and taking care of the property would be very beneficial for the entire community. And that is all I have to say.
Okay, thank you. What about you, Cindy?
Honestly, the property is an eyesore, and we just don't have, it doesn't seem like we have the manpower or the will to make it not so. And so if somebody's willing to purchase